Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrews.
Hello, my sister.
Shalom, shalom, and greetings. Bless you all in the victorious, mighty, overcoming name of Jesus the Christ. I am Sister Ashley, your host of tonight's show. I have two listening audience members with me tonight. I have my five-month-old fourth son. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you from my heart to yours. Mother Jennifer is with me tonight, though she's in Georgia. Let's get a sound check. Please let them know. 10-10 if you hear me and her very well, and we'll proceed forth. Bless you, Mother Jennifer.
Shalom and bless you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to the daughters of Zion. It's really good to be here for another episode of Sister to Sister, and I just want to send a blessing to your two members of the listening audience. I pray everyone can hear me. I can hear you very well, Sister Ashley, and it looks like we have tens rolling in the chat room. So I'm ready to proceed whenever you are.
Hallelujah. Grandma Barb just popped in and said there's three. She just got here. Welcome, Grandma Barb, and everyone listening. Thank you so much. It is a warm winter. Hallelujah. It is nice, though. It's nice to have some heat, but I know the earth is groaning and travailing. Thanks for listening again and again. We got less than 100, less than 90 days until the Feast of Passover. Let me read this off for you really quickly. I'd like to give a shout-out to the following people. These are the countries that are listening to us. I haven't done this in a few months, and there are three more countries added to the list in just a couple of months. Majority of our listeners are USA. Thank you all. Canada, thank you all. Alaska and Australia, Mexico, Dominican Republic and Brazil, Suriname, Nigeria, Uganda, Kenya, Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, India, China, Kyrgyzstan, South Korea and Japan, to the Philippines, to New Zealand, Russia, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Estonia, Latvia, Germany, France, Spain, Hungary, Czech Republic, to the Netherlands, to Argentina, and all the way to the UK. Welcome to tonight's show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. Thank you so much for following the Straightway Truth. Hallelujah. Buy the truth and sell it not. Mother Jennifer, bless you. Say something. Acknowledge the Most High, y'all. Let's kick it off.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. I first want to acknowledge the Most High, y'all, for his grace and his mercy, excuse me, towards us. You know, I just want to really acknowledge the fact that his covering is very important for me, the way that he covers us and covers women in Israel, for just really protecting me and guiding me and, you know, leading me through the covering of my husband, Elder Rufus, and being under a ministry such as Straightway, and just really allowing me to function in my role as a Hebrew woman. You know, I'm not oppressed, I'm not depressed, I'm not forced to be here, and it's just truly my desire to be here and to abide with Yah's people. So I'm just thankful for the opportunity that the Most High has given me to be able to do that. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus. You know, I see more and more every day, Sister Ashley, the importance of a woman being covered in Israel, and how we need righteous men to be able to lead us and guide us and restore us. And that cannot happen on our own. So I'm just thankful a righteous head like Elder Rufus to be able to restore me, restore my mind, just restore everything the way that the Father intended it to be. And I'm also just thankful for a pastor, a shepherd, Pastor Dow. You know, I think about some of the videos that come out, and you know, you think about the just how long we've been in the ministry. We came in the ministry, I think we've been here for about 12 years now, and you just never see the love of our shepherd. You never see the love of Mother Carol. You just never see that fade at all. They continue to love the people regardless of how the people treat them in return. And I'm just grateful that we have a shepherd that just truly loves Yah, and he truly loves Yah's people regardless of how he is repaid. So blessings to Pastor, blessings to Mother Carol, and blessings to Pastor's entire family. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. For this current season that we're in on the show, I'll continue to let your acknowledgments be for both of us, always giving praise and honor to the Most High, y'all, everyone that you praise, and anyone in my heart. I pray that they will know it by how I live and by my actions. I pray that you'll know my thanks towards you all. Tonight I want to start off with Romans 2:15, if you'll post it in the chat. I just want to kick off a conversation. Mother Jennifer and I continually come before you empty. I'm going to say that over and over, because as women, we really do walk in the fear of Yah, and you don't have something to say. You don't have words that you want to say, something you want to share, something you got to get off your chest, something you got to vent. We just don't. We just don't. Tonight I want to hone in on the word thoughts, hoping that if you haven't considered some of our words tonight, and Mother Jennifer and I have not previously talked about this at all, so she doesn't know which way I'm going, but I hope that something from tonight's show will lodge within you and that you can become cleaner before the Most High, Yah. Romans 2:15 from the Common English Version of the Bible says, they, that means all of us, show the proof of the law written on their hearts, and their consciences affirm it. Okay, so we show the proof of the law written on our hearts. That means you should, I should, we should, and our conscience even affirms the law. That means that in our own conscious mind, the Father is doing his work, navigating and coordinating us on how to be, how to live, how to behave, how to change. So our own conscious mind affirms that we have his law within us. The rest of that verse says, their conflicting thoughts will accuse them or make a defense for them. If I can explain from my understanding, we all have conflicting thoughts. We have thoughts that gender towards the flesh, that gender towards unforgiveness, or towards many of the passions and the lusts and the desires of the flesh. Those conflicting thoughts will be the very thoughts that accuse us before the Most High. He's sanctifying our inner man as we speak. So that inner man, that conscious mind, is what is also going to be judged on that day. Your conflicting thoughts will also make a defense for you. Because within your inner man, it shows your resistance towards evil and your fight for the law and your fight for righteousness, though you are bound by the body of sin and death. Once again, this verse says, they show the proof of the law written on their hearts, and their consciences affirm it, and their conflicting thoughts will accuse them or make a defense for them. Bringing up the word thoughts for tonight's show, Mother Jennifer, and the urgency that we should have to cleanse our thoughts. I think that's just the direction I want to open our conversation. What's on your mind?
That's a really good direction, Sister Ashley. You know, just really thinking about the thoughts. That is where the devil likes to attack us, is in our thoughts. And if we are discerning, you know, from what you've read, you have to realize that you have a choice. You have a choice. You can either choose to accuse, you know, you can have bad thoughts or you can have good thoughts. And it sounds really elementary when you talk about it, but it's just a lot more complicated when you actually get into it and you have to put the action into play. So am I going to entertain these negative thoughts that would feed the flesh, or am I going to foster positive thoughts that would actually feed the spirit? And one thing that we have to remember is that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So when the Hasatan, when the devil comes to us with negative thoughts, of course, he's going to want to accuse. So it's up to us to be strong in mind, to not bite off of the temptation to actually accuse whomever it is, whether it be your sister or even whether it be yourself or even Yah. Sister Ashley.
The Most High saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth long ago. You probably heard the story. And every imagination of the thoughts of their hearts were evil continually. So it was the thoughts of mankind, the inner man of mankind, that proved to the Father that wickedness was great. It wasn't the acknowledgement or mental assent, belief or confession of religion. It wasn't temple service or sanctuary worship. It wasn't even prayer time. It was the innermost consciousness of man. And the Most High Yah searches all hearts. We know that. He searches yours from week to week, from day to day. And he understands all the imaginations of our thoughts. The word says if we seek him, that we will find him. But if we forsake him, he will cast us off forever. seeking him is also in the inner man, in the consciousness of your mind, being directed by his order and his word, a righteous ruler or leader, someone who has the Ruach, an established, ordained man, as we follow in this ministry. But in your own mind, your thoughts from day to day prove who you serve. They prove your fight. They prove what you love or not. And one thing that I have learned to combat or to battle or to perfect or to even master is my own thoughts. A thought is presented to you, whether from yourself or the Hasatan. But how you respond to it is what is going to give you strength and show what side you're on. What I mean is, conflicting thoughts will always come. We're in a carnal flesh with a carnal mind. So a conflicting thought against the Most High, against your sister, against your husband, against his order, against the word being preached, whatever the conflicting thought is, your resistance against it really proves whose side you're on. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, a good way to think about it and a good question to really ask yourself is, are my thoughts continually on myself, or are they focused on someone else? Are they focused on serving someone else? When you are continually thinking of someone else, how you can serve them, how you can pray for them, how you can be there for them, how you can assist them, and not in a way of just getting recognized for serving somebody else, but just truly having servitude in your heart for someone else, then you'll see that the conflicting thoughts, they are very, very few. But when you're always focused on yourself, you're always focused on the self-pity, woe is me, you know, you always have this selfish mentality about yourself, then that's when you're going to battle the most. But the ones who are in service and thinking about other people, thinking about serving other people, you're not going to, you know, that when you let that selfishness go, you're not going to battle as much. Of course, the devil's going to come and tempt you, but you won't have the same battle on your hands. Sister Ashley.
The wicked, through the pride of their countenance, will not seek after the Most High, because the Most High is not in their thoughts. But is the Most High in yours? Not mental assent, not acknowledging his existence, not saying that I believe in him. Is he in your thoughts, sanctifying you? If you have an alt with someone, for example, you have a problem with them, they have legitimately done something wrong to you. How are your thoughts righteous about them? How are you thinking about them? Someone who has wronged you. And that alone, just for an example, will prove the Most High's righteousness in you, working with you consciously or not. We produce godliness by first thinking it, meditating on it, inspecting our own minds before we can produce it in our lives. You know, we first meditate on the word and honor before we can give honor. If you knew the wrong that you had actually done against the Messiah, then there would be no wrong that anyone could do to you that you wouldn't forgive, because you have been forgiven. I was just reflecting this week on rebellion. And rebellion is truly the nature that has been shaped into us, and it is the first response within your own mind towards every circumstance and scenario, unless you have the Ruach who has retrained your thinking and gets you to obey immediately or swiftly for fear of Yah. I hope that makes sense. What I'm meaning is this carnal mind that we have has to continually be brought under, you know, under subjection to the Most High and His ways. Because the first thing on your mind is not to forgive someone who has hurt you. The first thing on your mind is to slander them or to speak negative or to look down or shun them, because haughtiness has become a way, you know, a way that seems right, a way that we function in. So our minds have to come low, and being set apart, living the way that we do, Mother Jennifer, with one another, allows us to live the life of the Messiah, because we wrong others and we are done wrong. But it's by your forgiveness towards others that you are forgiven much. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, and I think, Sister Ashley, that is something that is overlooked a lot. You know, we don't have the understanding that we have hurt people too. We look at how we've been hurt, but we don't tend to look at how we have hurt someone else, how we have actually been forgiven, the things that we've been forgiven from, what we've been restored from. When you remember, you have a remembrance in your mind of what the Father has delivered you from, what the blood has done for you, and you continue to remember that, then it makes it easier for you to stay in a position to actually forgive someone else. And as you mature, you'll learn that we just don't have time to wallow in unforgiveness. You know, there's just no time. If the word tells us to be ready, you know, we have to be ready. And in order to be ready, we can't have unforgiveness lingering in our hearts at all. Sister Ashley.
One of the mental goals for me is, just as David said it in the word, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul. So he's saying, in the multitude of my thoughts, the things that flood my mind, the things that I think of, your comforts delight my soul. That means they're present with me. Your mind and your law is present with me. He said, I hate vain thoughts, but your law I do love. And committing your works unto the Most High, Yah, your thoughts are going to be established. When you commit your ways to the Father, your thoughts are going to increase, grow, be plenteous. How would I say it? The thoughts of the diligent tend to plenteous, the word says. So your thoughts are going to change. You know, they're going to be a defense in that day when you stand before the King, that you thought of Him, that you thought to forgive, that you thought to change and to war against the flesh, that you didn't think evil of the sister who was not easy to love for you, you know, that you did good when you were harmed or done wrong in seemingly your eyes, you know, because we all have the beams in our eyes. David says, search me, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts, you know, think about that, know my thoughts. Now, of course, the Most High knows our thoughts, even throughout the New Covenant. It mentions how Jesus knows your thoughts. He perceived their thoughts. He heard their thoughts. He heard their thoughts within them before they even spoke. And when you consider your thoughts within your inner man and within your conscious being observed by our Creator, it can spark great fear that will motivate you to great change, because we can all pretend, you know, we can all pretend, but if you want Yah's favor, it's established by the fruit of your thoughts, because He knows your inner man, and He doesn't judge by the flesh, and even judge you according to the flesh that others despise. It's the inner man and the heart and the communication of brokenness and contriteness that draws His attention, Mother Jennifer.
And you know, Sister Ashley, David also said, he asked to be led, you know, he said, lead me in the way, the everlasting way. And when you have that mentality, you truly want to be led by Yah. And it's not a comfortable thing, but it does lead to life. So, you know, we have to make sure that we're truly asking Him to lead us, you know, to lead us and to guide us. And when He does it, we can't resist it. You know, there's so much resistance, so much that we tend to resist. But when we really think about it, some of the things are things that we've prayed. And this is Yah's will going forward. It's Yah's way healing us and doing the things that he needs to do to bring us to perfection. So we have to remember that, you know, when you're going through the things that seem tough, that, you know, this is Yah and he's restoring me. So don't shy away. Don't resist when you've prayed and you've asked for these things. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Let the wicked forsake his way and let the unrighteous man forsake his own thoughts. That's what Isaiah said. Because if you forsake your own thoughts, because we all have them, I do have my own thoughts, you have your own thoughts. If we forsake those thoughts, then we return unto the Most High. And then he'll have mercy on me, and he'll have mercy on you, and he will pardon us. Because he says, my thoughts aren't yours, and my ways aren't yours. So it's interesting that the more we forsake our own selves, we rest in his will and say, if I think on your will, Most High, if I entrust my life into your hands, then I know you'll think on me. And I don't have to worry and be anxious of my own self, bringing myself before you with fear, because you have it in your heart and your thoughts, Most High, to think on me for good. To continue, for his heart said that the heavens are higher than the earth, and so are his ways higher than ours, and his thoughts are higher than ours. We can't fathom how he's working in our lives. We can't acknowledge the small things, you know. We can't believe him at his word, because we're rebellious by nature. He said, I spread out my hands all day to a rebellious people, and they walk in a way that's not good. And he said, in the way that they walk that's not good, it's according to their own thoughts. So like day in and day out, we're trying to control the outcome, you know, to get our own desires, what we want, when we want it. He said, wash your heart from wickedness that you may be saved. For how long shall your vain thoughts lodge inside you? They actually abide and stay inside you. This is the cleansing and the purging that we're called to do, you know. He said, I'll bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. I will bring evil upon the fruit of their thoughts. Think about that. And in that, if you just lay us all out in the church, just, you know, assembly, looking at each of us from the Most High Yah's perspective, if he was to judge the fruit of our very thoughts, how would we do? How would we do? Do we forgive easy? Do we have to fight to forgive? Do we resist to forgive? Do we reject? Do we acknowledge the disdain that we have for the word that's preached because we fought the man who's preaching it? Like, do we really shed, you know, the lining inside our minds? The word says that we haven't hearkened unto his words or his law. We rejected it. And this is proof that we have, because it's in that daily inner man and the communication within your own mind that you're so self-focused. I reflected, Mother Jennifer, throughout the word on how many times the assembly would actually get together and fast and lay out before the Father in the old covenant. You can see it time and time again, how the people would come together and weep and lament and shed, you know, just put on sackcloth and ashes and really, really seek the Father. And I don't even know that we're that same type of people that could do that, because it would take so much shedding of our own selves to even get to the place where we could say we've wronged the Most High. Because we're at a state of mind where self is so at the forefront. Self is the first thing on our mind in prayer. You know, self is the first thing that we think about from a day to day. And we must change it. You know, we really must. Mother Jennifer.
And, you know, Sister Ashley, they were able to humble themselves before the Most High because they actually had a true revelation of their own wickedness. They weren't focused on everybody else's wickedness. They're focused on how everyone else has wronged them. You know, it was everybody was thinking about their own wickedness. Everybody was repenting for themselves. It wasn't about anybody else. And this is something that we have to do, make confessions, uncomfortable confessions, the way that we have wronged the Father, the way that we have wronged our sisters. And, you know, you talked about how our mind or the Father's mind is not the same, or our thoughts are not his thoughts. You know, his ways are not our ways. And that sounds, if you really think about it, it's so major. Like, it is so major. A lot of times I just really sit and thank the Father that, you know, I'm glad that his mind and his ways are higher than my ways. You know, how many of us really think about that? Because if you're having a tough time with your thoughts, then you can say, you know, I'm confessing that I'm going to put on the mind of Christ, that I'm going to walk this out with the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is never confused. The mind of Christ is never fearful. The mind of Christ is never anxious. The mind of Christ does not hold a record of wrongs. The mind of Christ is not fragmented. Whatever you're dealing with, you can actually walk through it with the mind of Christ. It just takes you being able to confess it. So it really does help if you make those righteous confessions, you know, but really think about the mind of Christ. It truly is for us to actually put on, to us to have. He doesn't want us walking around with this carnal mindset. Sister Ashley?
I consider the Messiah, when he knows our thoughts, and he said, why are you thinking evil in your hearts? It was Matthew 9:4. Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? That's what he's saying. Because he understood he's in front of someone, or more than someone. He's in front of men going, why are you thinking the way you're thinking? But they don't know that he, you know, and the Ruach in him, the measure of Yah, he was Yah in the flesh, was able to hear their thoughts. But Jeremiah said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith Yah, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So that was a completely, you know, completely opposing that the Most High would do something for someone else, but still have you in his mind. When you're like a child, selfishly wondering, when is your turn come? You know, when am I going to get? And you can't be grateful or thankful for the person who's receiving at the time, or acknowledging that the Most High is working in someone else's life. See, I believe this thing is going to get so straight and so narrow, and it already is. And the revelation prophesied that the accuser of the brethren has come. He's fallen down. He's here. That means, where is he? He's on earth. Where is he? In every community. Within the ministry, scattered abroad, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. That means we're going to have inner communications of accusation from now until his return. And our response to those accusations defines our godliness or our righteousness hidden in Christ Jesus. Because many will betray, and many's love will wax cold. And these many will be around you, near you, by you, with you, talking to you. You will see it. You will feel it. You will experience it. You can and might get captivated in your flesh by circumstances that will come about in the end times, because the accuser is here. But the way that you respond, to say that I will forgive because you forgave me. I will forgive, I will master love, I will love because you love me. Now, if I have an issue of rejection over in this area, and I'm wanting the Most High to work with me on it, then if you have your finger pointed at a sister who has a accusation or a jealousy or a bitterness that you perceive, then surely you would want the Most High to work with her as well. We often forget that we're family. We often forget that we're supposed to gain and to love, to be more spiritual one to another, right? Not to cut one off, sever one off, push you away, forbid you, right? And the Most High Yah invited all of us to the wedding table, all of us to the same feast. All you got to, hey, bring your garment. That's the requirement. Bring your garment. All right, sit down with a bunch of sinners. Okay, you accused her, and you lied about her, and you, right, go on down the list of all the things that everyone is really guilty of, but we got the blood. We got the blood. That's why I bring up the word thoughts, because the blood of Jesus can purge and cleanse. And as Romans 2:15 says, Mother Jennifer, I'm going to read it one more time. They show the proof of the law written in their hearts, and their consciences affirm it, because their conflicting thoughts will accuse them or make a defense for them. That's out of the Common English Version of the Bible. So remember, it's your thoughts that will defend you in that day. It's your thoughts that will also accuse you in that day. And I know that it's a confliction right now. Yah is trying to clean you. Satan is trying to keep you unclean, you know. So that war and that battle of the unseen kingdoms is happening. And we can't take the battle away, but we can get clean while we're feeling it, while we're experiencing it. We can shed these things. That they'll no longer be a part of us. Mother Jennifer.
And if you have an offense toward another sister, or you have issues between one another, and you're continually just focused on her and you're not looking at yourself, you're already in error. The Father will not come in and correct a situation if you are out of order, if you are in error. You can't expect somebody else to change and for you to actually stay the same. So I remember Mother Carol saying a while back, if everybody works on themselves, you know, if everybody works on themselves, then that's when things start to get better. That's when things change. It doesn't get better by pointing the finger and always accusing, always having accusations in your heart. You'll find that if you continue to walk in accusation, that other person ends up getting better and you stay the same. You don't get better. And then you wonder how you got to the place where you are. You know, how these people, everybody else is improving, but you're not. Why am I still bitter and they're free? Well, it's because you've never worked on yourself. You're always pointing the finger at them. You're always thinking about what they did, and you're not looking at yourself. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I want to switch it up and go a little bit of a different direction, keeping in mind the thoughts. This is the will of the Most High, your sanctification, 1 Thessalonians 4:3. This is the will of the Most High, your sanctification. Your sanctification would mean your deliverance from demons, your change of thought, mind, dress, and behavior. So what's the will of the Most High for my life? My sanctification. A lot of us have different backgrounds, different cultural experiences, completely different forefathers, but all of our ancestors have sinned. And for many years, Satan made sure, in agreement with your will, that he would deposit as many demons into you as he possibly could. You're making an agreement in this covenant with the Most High to agree with his will for your sanctification. That's like a burden to bear, honestly, because if you're looking for a way out of feeling the way you feel, it won't happen. It's the only way that you'll become clean or be sanctified. And the rest of that verse says, it's the Most High's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. And I bring that up for a reason, because the majority of females by their 10th birthday have had a sexual experience, whether rape, molestation, or consensual sex, by the age of 10 in America. I'm not sure about everyone else's country. So at that point, for majority of females, and it's a large, large majority of them, you also have about 65% of the young adult men in America that have pornography addictions. So you have sexual immorality in this country in an unprecedented amount. So you have billboards, videos, ads, movies, co-workers, right? It's everywhere. Sexual temptation is everywhere. Lewdness is everywhere. It is the Most High's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. Beware of what goes in your eyes. Beware of what goes in your ears. And when statements like that are made, you can receive it in fear, almost like, you know, withdraw into a corner, lock your doors, never come out. No. We don't have strength against the enemy. Strength belongs to the Most High Yah. Strength is something that we pray for because it's in His hands. I don't have strength of my own. We're not born to be strong because we can all fall to temptation. You must lean to the Most High Yah for all temptations, thoughts, and behaviors and ask Him to be stronger than your weakest temptation. For it is the Most High's will that you should be sanctified and avoid sexual immorality. It's going to constantly be on the rise. So hallelujah. I had to bring that up for whatever reason. Maybe someone got encouraged. I don't know. Get a little fire under you to fight against what's in front of you, around you, beside you. Maybe, you know, there are a lot of young adults that listen. And it's the youth that are on fire for the Most High. They want to be different than what they see. They want to be different from their mother's generation. And I know with all the temptations, your pleasure and your depression is affected when sexual sins enter into your family through your ancestors or through your own seeing and sight and touch. So your pleasure and your and depression, your mind is really raped when sexual sins are introduced outside of a holy, righteous marriage covenant. But the Most High, through His Ruach, through the blood of Jesus Christ, can cleanse you and your mind. You need to pray and cry out, beg, and seek His face to change your thoughts. If your thoughts are vile, if you have been a whore, you need to say these things to Him. Mother Jennifer.
And you know, Sister Ashley, the goal of this world is to desensitize you when it comes to sexual immorality. Your spirit should definitely be uncomfortable if something enters your ear gate, your eye gate, that is sexually immoral. You should be uncomfortable. That is truly a red flag that comes up. But the world wants you to think that it's just a common, normal thing. They want you to be desensitized. They want you to think that, oh, it's okay. It's no big deal. But that's just, it's not true. That goes against Yah's word. So I find that the devil likes to desensitize. He likes to use humor. He likes to use social media. He likes to use anything that he can use just to get Yah's people to accept immorality of any kind. And I wanted to go back, Sister Ashley, because you talked about really seeking His will for our sanctification. You know, if you live communal, you have to think about the people that Yah has selected for you to live around. You know, He has chosen these people for you to live around for your sanctification. It's for the purpose of your sanctification. Only He knows the ones that can sanctify you, the ones that can push your buttons, the ones whose buttons you can push, the ones that you're going to have to really push past your flesh to learn how to love. But it's for your sanctification, and even in that, we have to ask that His will go forward, you know, and confess that you understand and you know it's for the purpose of sanctification. Sister Ashley?
Praise Yah. In the God's Word translation, it says, it is God's will that you keep away from sexual sin as a mark of your devotion to Him. As a mark of your devotion to Him. Remember, your thoughts are going to be your accuser in that day, or they'll be your defense. Let's end on this. Let's wrap it up. I don't got much else. Remember, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. Accusation is something that you must, or I'm not going to tell you what to do. You should repent for. It is something that you hear. Surely you heard an accusation this week. It's something that you should humble yourself to in the cleansing and washing of the Most High Yah, his blood. Because there's slander and suspicion, there's betrayal, there's jealousy, envy, there's paranoia, anxiety, fault-finding, bitterness, hatred, finger-pointing, judging, false accusations. It's going to fly. That's Satan's work. And if it's anywhere in your mind and it, you know, comes to your mind, cleanse yourself by the word. You know, rid yourself. Pleading the blood, casting it down, might not make the thought go away. But pleading the blood and casting the thought down is going to give you strength continually to oppose it until it leaves and until it's not a part of you. When you're willing to speak good things and not partake in slander, not to fault find, not to finger point. When you do that, when you slander, when you finger point, when you do those things behind the scenes, the people, the person that you do it against is very aware. You just don't know that because you're not spiritual. So you have your finger pointed at someone else. In any way, you honestly think that the uncomfortableness in the environment is created by her. But you must look within your own self. Find fault with your own self. It's the will of the Most High Yah that you be sanctified. Mother Jennifer, bless you. End the show.
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of Yah in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecies, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very Elohim of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that Yah, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. Bless you. Shalom.